If both companies get their way, Piedmont Natural Gas will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Duke Energy by the end of next year. The price, $6.7 billion in cash and debt. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on what's behind this acquisition and what it may mean for consumers.
This announcement came as a bit of a surprise, a point acknowledged on a conference call featuring the heads of both companies. Tom Skaines of Piedmont says this acquisition was really a homecoming.
Some of you may not know that Piedmont Natural Gas was formed in 1951 from an asset sale by Duke Energy to our founding investors.
And joining up with the nation's largest electric utility also gives Piedmont access to Duke's deeper pockets going forward. As for Duke, CEO Lynn Good focused on a different number, new customers.
This transaction will triple the scope of our existing natural gas LDC operations,
for which Duke wants to pay $4.9 billion in cash and assume $1.8 billion of debt. Now, that sounds like a steep price, but there's something else behind it, a nationwide trend.
There's a decrease in the consumption of electricity per capita.
Kit Connellage is senior utility industry analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence.
So electricity's a no-growth business, and it turns out that now gas is a growth business.
With all the fracking going on, the price of natural gas is low, and the supply seems plentiful. And all this means growth for Duke's bottom line. And that bottom line may need a bit of a boost. Duke's stock has been underperforming, says Connellage.
I think a lot of that is due to their investments overseas, and in particular in Brazil, where they've had a problem with the economy, with the exchange rate.
The purchase of Piedmont Natural Gas, he says, may signal a shift away from foreign investments and back to more predictable and stable U.S. markets. So that's what's in it for Duke and Piedmont. But what about their customers?
I don't think it'll mean much at all in the near term.
Piedmont and Duke have said there will be no staff layoffs and no price increases. Regulators, Connellage says, are likely to give their approval. But, he adds, those same regulators will be watching to make sure the deal goes as promised. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.